Well, we want to take a look now at the Off Now Coalition. It's made up of several groups of activists pushing for states to pass laws to cut off water to NSA facilities, including the new mega data center in Bluffdale, Utah, to try to curb spying. These huge facilities need a lot of water to cool computers. The group argues that the surveillance those computers are doing violates the Constitution and they need to be shut down. Michael Bolden is executive director of the 10th Amendment Center. They're part of the Off Now Coalition. He joins us from the studios of NPR West in Los Angeles. And Michael, make your case. What is wrong with the NSA setting up facilities in different states?
Well, the reason that they're setting them up is because they're basically trying to spy on everyone in the United States and the entire world. We believe that that's a serious violation on their powers, the limits of their powers, as expressly spelled out in the Fourth Amendment. And then some would make the argument that the Tenth Amendment as well, that the people didn't delegate to the federal government to engage in these types of activities.
Fourth Amendment about unreasonable search and seizure. Tenth Amendment about what the federal government is allowed to do.
What the federal government is allowed to do, with everything else reserved to the states or to the people themselves, the idea being that this is a line in the sand. The federal government is only authorized to do certain things. And spying on everyone without a warrant is not one of those things. Now, back in 1975, Senator Frank Church warned about the powers of the NSA in hearings in Congress, and he basically said that their power was so great at that time, prior to the internet, that this power could be used to, in his words, enable a total tyranny by being turned against American citizens. And he urged Congress to rein in their power. And we're nearly four decades later, and all I hear is silence. We're still waiting for that to happen.
Well, you know the argument. The Obama administration in particular saying we are not spying on individuals. We're hoovering up, vacuuming up these vast amounts of data because we then can connect some dots. But we're not reading your email or listening to your phone calls. It's all about this data collection. And as you well know, some people are for these huge facilities being built in their area because they mean jobs. They're good for the economy. These are huge data centers. Speak to that in particular. Do you have the right to ask to cut off water to what essentially is a business?
Well, first of all, we can look at a great Esquire piece that came out this week talking about the jobs issue in Bluffdale, Utah specifically. And the subtitle was basically they promised a lot of jobs. Those jobs never came. But this is bigger than about a few jobs in a small town that springs up around a facility being used to violate the rights of people around the globe. This is about violating the rights and this facility being used for it. Now, as far as turning off power to this facility, whether in Utah or the new one coming online in Maryland that is going to be using up to 5 million gallons of water a day provided by Howard County, Maryland, or the new one coming online in San Antonio, Texas, using the Texas power grid to provide electricity, or expansions in Tennessee or Georgia or in Hawaii or elsewhere, who knows where they're going to expand. But this comes from a very heroic history right out of Massachusetts. Back in 1855, the state there passed a law known as the Personal Liberty Act. And this was a state law that, in essence, banned the state of Massachusetts from providing material support or assistance to the enforcement of the Federal Fugitive Slave Act. Now, if anyone has watched the film 12 Years of a Slave, we know the horrors of what was slave rendition. That's what they called it at the time. And Massachusetts took a very bold stand saying, well, we may not be able to stop this thing on a federal level, but we can say we're not going to participate in it. And that state law, in essence, banned state employees like law enforcement officers or judges from helping the federal government enforce it, and it was extremely effective. Now, our model legislation, the Fourth Amendment Protection Act, is based on this exact strategy, saying we're not going to participate, we're not going to allow the use of our resources to the NSA to continue its violation of our rights. And in fact, some of the language in the Model Fourth Amendment Protection Act that has been introduced was lifted exactly from the Massachusetts Personal Liberty Act of 1855. And I think that gives us a great moral high ground as well.
Well, you have believers. Republican lawmaker Mark Roberts in Utah introduced a bill that would prevent anyone from giving water to this huge data center the NSA is building in Bluffdale. You mentioned that. There have also been bills, again, this Fourth Amendment Protection Act introduced in California, Arizona, Oklahoma, Indiana, Mississippi, Washington State, and Vermont. But as you well know, in Mississippi, pretty conservative state legislature there. The State Senate Rules Committee killed the bill in February. It got nowhere. What do you think your chances are?
Well, I look to Illinois, which recently passed a medical marijuana law this past year. I believe it was signed into law last summer. And it took folks there up to 10 years to get it through. Now, if anybody tells you that you can just introduce one bill on a state level and it's like a silver bullet, it's going to stop the NSA from spying on you, from violating the Fourth Amendment, they're lying to you. I don't want to be a snake oil salesman. I want to come up with a real strategy that can work.
You're talking about cutting off the water, the lifeblood, to a computer facility because those computers need to be cooled. Michael Bolden, executive director of the 10th Amendment Center, part of a coalition trying to stop NSA activities by cutting off, as we said, the water supply to the facilities. Michael Bolden, pretty provocative. Thank you.
I'm really glad to have the opportunity to have talked with you about this today, Raman.
So are you provoked? Your thoughts. Should states cut off water to government facilities they disagree with? What about all the water all sorts of research organizations and schools drink up to cool computers? Let us hear from you at hereandnow.org.